We're going to turn now, though, to some other news. An Irish man has been shot dead by Maltese police in a standoff following reports of the murder of a woman. Edward William Johnston, who was 50 and lived in Malta, was fatally shot by police following a three-hour standoff in the seaside village of St. Julian's. A 48-year-old woman, Nicolette Gershie, was found dead in an apartment complex 6 kilometres away. For more on this now, we're joined by the news editor of the Times of Malta, Diane Cacciatola. Diane, thank you very much for talking to us. What do we know about what happened?
So we know, as you were saying, that a 48-year-old woman was found stabbed to death in her apartment at around 2 a.m. this morning, and she was identified as Nicolette Gershie. The man who is suspected of killing her is Edward William Johnston, who police later shot dead after a three-hour standoff. Police say he's from Ireland. He had lived in Malta at some point and had an almost two-year relationship with Nicolette, which had ended several months ago. They suspect that after this murder, the suspect went to St. Julian's, which is a popular tourist area, and went to a hotel there. Police were first alerted to all of this when they received a report that a man was wielding a gun in the area and was saying that he had just murdered someone. So we understand that at that stage, two police teams were deployed, one to the apartment in Birkakara, where they later found Nicolette's body, and the other team was then sent to St. Julian's area. At this point, police say there was a three-hour standoff between Johnston and the police. St. Julian's is a seaside area, and at one point he went into the sea. This was at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the police say that Johnston pointed his weapon at them and they shot him three times, fatally wounding him, and he died later in hospital. It's also important to say that police later discovered that the weapon was in fact a replica.
We know that Edward Johnston was originally from Ireland. Do we know any more about him? Have the police said anything else?
The police gave very little details about him in the news conference that was held a couple of hours ago by the police chief. Just basically confirming that he was from Ireland, his name, and they had been in an almost two-year relationship. So we don't know much about him, except that after this relationship broke down at around April, Nicolette had made various reports to the police of harassment via email. Police were stressing that this was not deemed to be life-threatening, but harassment all the same. She'd made several complaints in April, May. At that time, he was believed to be in Ireland, police say, but that she contacted them again in July and very recently to say that she believed he may have returned to Malta.
What have they been saying then? What have the police been saying about Nicolette Gershie, the woman who was killed?
Mm-hmm. So Nicolette, we know she worked at HSBC, the bank here. She had been in this quite recent relationship with William Johnston, and it had ended in April. We know that there had been a difficult breakup, obviously, and that she was reporting repeatedly about some harassment. They're talking about emails. They, again, were saying that it was not a life-threatening situation in her eyes, and everybody seemed quite shocked that it has ended up like this.
Diana, thank you so much for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Diana Cacciatola, who's news editor with the Times of Malta.